North Shore Today,
the area's only daily news podcast
on msonewsports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore. And this is North Shore Today for Friday, April 24, 2020.
Governor Charlie Baker's Thursday press briefing centered on information that he wanted to present to Massachusetts residents that if you need to go to the hospital for non-COVID-related issues, go to the hospital.
I mean, you listen to these folks, they talk about, I think the numbers at Bay State were you have 150 COVID folks and 400 others. That means they have almost three times as many people in the hospital who have nothing to do with COVID, all right? And they have extra capacity that goes way beyond that. You know, these are great institutions. They've thought a lot about infection control. They've learned a lot about it over the course of the past 5, 6, 8, 10 weeks. And I think it's really important that people not presume that either the system can't take them or that there won't be a bed for them or there won't be a doc for them, because there is and there will be. And that's exactly what we spent a lot of time making sure would be the case.
The governor added that Massachusetts hospitals now have a pretty good handle on COVID-19, as well as freeing up some space for additional patients.
But I think in many ways, this is an unprecedented virus, and we are all learning as we go here and making what we consider to be the best decisions we can on behalf of the people of the Commonwealth. And once again, we recognize and understand the burden and the difficulty that that creates for people. But the flip side of that is, because of all that work that people did, we have a healthcare system that's in a position where it can both take care of people who are dealing with COVID and take care of people who have other medical conditions, which is something that hasn't necessarily been true in many other places that are dealing with this.
Governor Charlie Baker.
Gloucester's Public Health Director, Karen Carroll, explains what Tuesday's report of 111 confirmed COVID-19 cases in Gloucester means statistically.
That's a good question. According to the state's data, we are sitting around around 200 cases per 100,000, which is kind of a weird number, probably doesn't mean a whole lot on face value, but it's roughly middle of the pack. So, you know, looking at other communities, it's certainly not a very, very high rate where you would say, wow, this is a real hot spot, you know, and there's so many, such a large percentage of the population are getting the disease. But it's not, you know, it's not the lowest either. It's on the low side of similar cities our side, I can say. But again, it's all to do with the number of people that are actually tested. It doesn't give you that feel for how many people actually have COVID-19 and some of those other indicators. But I feel comfortable that we are really on top of it as much as you can be. We're identifying cases early. We're contacting them. We're monitoring them. We're making sure people are getting adequate health care, that they know what signs and symptoms to watch for, because one of the things we do know about COVID-19 is that things can really go south very, very fast, especially if there's an underlying condition, health condition at play. So we want to really make sure that somebody has, they have someone to contact, that they have a nurse's number or they have their doctor's number handy, that if things do, if they start feeling worse, if they start having other symptoms, that, you know, they reach out quickly to address that. So I think, you know, in terms of your original question, how do we fare? Again, it's that 200 per 100,000 is about where we're sitting, and it's pretty average for a community of this size.
Gloucester's Public Health Director, Karen Carroll.
Some additional COVID-19 updates. This from the Salem News. There were 44 confirmed coronavirus cases at Beverly Hospital and Addison Gilbert Hospitals in Gloucester as of Thursday morning, four more than on Wednesday. Seven of those patients were in the intensive care unit. At North Shore Medical Center Salem Hospital, there were 93 inpatients with coronavirus, down four from Wednesday. There were also 17 inpatients receiving care in the ICU, two fewer than Wednesday. The Daily Item is reporting that more than 100 Massachusetts Bay Authority transportation workers have tested positive for COVID-19, including 52 bus drivers, 4 subway motor persons, and 5 trolley motor persons. That story by David McClellan in today's Daily Item of Lynn.
Taylor Ann Bradford's writing in today's Gloucester Times. Prom and graduation are not canceled, but when and how they will take place for Gloucester's graduating class is up in the air. After receiving Tuesday's news that Governor Charlie Baker issued an emergency order extending the closure of all public and private schools to the end of the school year, Gloucester High School's senior class has come up with a few ideas on how to celebrate, despite so many memories being lost due to the novel coronavirus pandemic. Gloucester High School Principal James Cook is quoted as saying, "We want to make sure that we celebrate and honor the class of 2020. Their wishes are first and foremost, as this is their year." While dates may be unknown at this time, the Gloucester High Student Council has drafted some ideas that could be put into action upon permission from state and local government officials. "It's hard to pick an exact day if we were to reschedule our graduation, because in reality, no one is 100% sure when we'll be able to go back to a normal society," was written in the senior class's proposal submitted to the school committee on Wednesday night. The student council's ideas, whether they may be executed, include a drive-in graduation followed by a real ceremony later in the year and a free prom in the Gloucester High School gymnasium. Much more on this story in today's Gloucester Times.
The next two news stories will file under COVID-related/politics. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Salem News that a Liberate Massachusetts rally in front of Governor Charlie Baker's house in Swampscott on Thursday seemed to draw more reporters, law enforcement, and supporters of the governor than protesters. The event, organized in part by self-described MAGA activist Diana Ploss of Gloucester, was for those who are upset about Baker's closure of non-essential businesses to halt the spread of coronavirus. And in politics, State Representative Ted Spiliotis says that he will not seek re-election. Ethan Foreman writing in today's Salem News that after a 32-year career in Essex County and on Beacon Hill, he has decided that he will not be seeking re-election. Spiliotis, a Democrat whose district encompasses Danvers, half of Middleton, and a major portion of West Peabody, also served for about a decade as Danvers town moderator from 1987 to 1995. Much more on this story in today's Salem News.
Town of Essex becomes the latest community to require individuals to wear face masks in stores. According to the Gloucester Times, scofflaws could face a $300 fine. The order from the Town Board of Health is effective at midnight Friday. It applies to any place allowed to be open during the coronavirus pandemic, including grocery stores, gas stations, home improvement stores, and the like, and to the town transfer station. It also applies to common spaces in residential and commercial buildings with more than one unit. Customers picking up food at restaurants or establishments serving food must also wear a mask, whether the food is picked up inside or outside. All establishments open to the public must post a sign saying masks must be worn to enter. Employees of essential business must wear masks when dealing with the public and when within 6 feet from a coworker. Board of Health officials and Essex police officers will enforce the order. Those in violation may be penalized through a non-criminal disposition process and face a $300 fine for each violation. The order remains in effect until the Board of Health decides the danger of spreading the virus is no longer existing.
That's it today for us, and that's it for this week. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for joining us on North Shore Today, a daily news podcast produced by MSONewsSports.com. Quick program reminder for you, Connections, now going 5 days a week starting on Monday, and a special edition of Connections will be posted on Friday today as well. Have a great weekend, everybody.